Hi, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to the Radiantly Feminine podcast, where we embrace elegance, confidence, and the power of true femininity. I'm your host, Mookie. So whether you're looking to refine your presence, elevate your mindset, or even navigate relationships with ease, this is going to be your space to grow and glow. So sit back, relax, and let's unlock your feminine power together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be diving into a topic that's at the heart of dating, but often misunderstood. We are going to be talking about standards, expectations, and boundaries. Now, I know when people hear the word standards, some automatically think about a long list of demands, or they picture someone being picky or hard to please, but that's not at all what we are going to be talking about today. Dating standards are not just about making a list of high requirements. They're about clarity. They're about honoring your self-worth. And they're about building relationships that match the love and respect that you already give to yourself. So if you've ever been told that you're asking for too much, or if you found yourself lowering your standards just to make a relationship work, then this episode is definitely for you. So let's go ahead and get right into it. For me, I like to think of standards the same way I think about basic life experiences. For example, when you go to a restaurant, you expect the food to be fresh, the environment to be clean, and the service to be respectful. You don't think of that as being picky. You think of it as the minimum for the experience that you are paying for to even be enjoyable. Your standards work the same way. Standards aren't about perfection. They're about saying, this is the baseline of how I deserve to be treated. And without them, you end up accepting behavior that leaves you confused, drained, and questioning your own self-worth. But with them, you create a filter. You invite in people who are capable of meeting you where you are, and you naturally filter out the ones who aren't. I say all of that to say, your standards show people how you want to be treated. So just know that when you lower your standards to accept someone into your life, you're simultaneously saying, I'm not worth what I'm asking for. So I do want to challenge you to do some self-reflection the next time you feel lonely or always feel the need to be around people just to avoid the feeling of loneliness or any other uncomfortable feelings. You may find some meaningful answers. And self-reflection can also help stop you from lowering your standards in the future. Now, if you're someone who doesn't have defined or clear standards, or if you are in the process of raising them, I want you to take a look at how you are treating yourself. I want you to take a look at the way you are currently being treated by the people in your life and ask yourself, do I like the way I treat myself? In what ways can I improve this treatment? And ask yourself, what treatment do I like and dislike from others? Now, these questions will help you determine what your standards look like moving forward. For me, I realized my standards were indeed the problem. And when I realized that your standards directly affect your quality of life, I instantly decided a change was needed. I really had to take a step back and reflect. I had to ask myself, why am I still entertaining guys who can't plan a proper date? When I am doing things like taking myself out of the country to Paris. So if you need to look at the way you treat yourself in order to raise your standards, do that. If you have good friends who treat you with respect and adoration, then use your friends as the baseline for your new standards. Just look at how you are currently being treated, and you decide if it needs to be fixed or not. And to circle back on self-reflection, let's say your standards aren't clear, or you bent them to keep a connection. I want you to pause and ask yourself, have I ever been told I'm asking for too much? What would happen if I stopped shrinking myself to fit into someone else's comfort zone? Now, one of the biggest challenges women face in dating is the idea of being too much, too emotional, too needy, too independent, too high maintenance. The list honestly goes on and on. But here's the truth. The wrong person will always see your standards as too much, but the right person will see them as guidance, Your standards aren't walls meant to keep people out. Think of them as invitations. They say, "This is how love works in my world. If you want to step into my life, here's the way." And the person who belongs with you won't be afraid of that clarity. They'll actually be relieved by it. I want you all to understand that your standards by themselves do not hold weight without your boundaries. I've talked about boundaries so many times. You can say, "I value consistency," but if you keep accepting flakiness, your standard has no foundation to stand on. That's where your boundaries come in. Boundaries are not punishments. They're not about controlling someone else. They're about protecting your peace. They're the locks on the door to your heart. And you don't keep the door locked because you're cold or unwelcoming. You keep it locked because not everyone deserves access to your space. For example, if someone constantly tries to make a last-minute plan with you, your boundary might be declining, but saying, "I appreciate when I'm being asked ahead of time so that I can properly plan and look forward to it." That's not harsh, that's self-respect. If someone pushes your physical boundaries, you can calmly say, "I move at a pace that feels comfortable for me." If that doesn't work for you, that's okay. And your boundaries are not supposed to come with drama. They can definitely be expressed with ease and grace. And when you practice this, you'll notice the people who respect you lean in closer. And the ones who don't, they just simply fall away. Once you have established clear and higher standards, it's time to make sure your boundaries are strong enough to adhere to those standards as well. Because, like I said, your standards show people how you want to be treated. Now, your boundaries tell people what you will do if your standards are not being met. They are not just rules for others, they are necessary actions for you to take in order to protect your well-being and your peace. For example, let's say you met someone while you were out. There was instant chemistry between the two of you, but after meeting you, they only seemed to be interested in texting you late at night because that's the only time that's convenient for him. And he only initiates last-minute meetups. Your standard should sound like, "I value consistency and intentionality when I'm being pursued. I don't like feeling like an afterthought." And your boundary should sound like, "If someone only hits me up late at night or plans last-minute dates, I will stop entertaining the connection. I'll either stop responding or let them know that doesn't work for me." Your boundary isn't about controlling how the other person acts. It's about how you respond to their actions. It's not about demanding change behavior. You're just simply choosing not to engage with behavior that doesn't honor your standard. Now, if you're someone whose boundaries tend to come with drama, I want to let you know that they can be expressed with ease. I want you to pause and ask yourself, where in my dating life do I feel my boundaries could be stronger? What's one boundary I want to start honoring today? And when you are setting boundaries, it's okay if you lose people. That just means the people are not meant for you. So don't be afraid to lose people by setting boundaries. And don't hold your boundaries back for the fear of losing someone. Now, let's talk about expectations. Expectations get a bad reputation in dating because people confuse them with ultimatums. But they're not ultimatums, they're guidelines, they're clarity. They communicate what works for you and what doesn't work for you. The best way to share expectations is through calm and direct communication. For example, instead of saying, "You never call me," you might say, "I value consistency and regular communication helps me feel connected." Do you see the difference? One approach is accusatory, the other is self-aware. When you use I language, you're not attacking, you're sharing what matters to you. The right person won't be scared away by your expectations. They'll be grateful you didn't leave them guessing. And expectations are different from standards because standards are the baseline of what you will accept and require in your life. Expectations are the assumptions and hopes you place on others about how you think they should act, whether that's nonverbal or it's spoken out loud. I personally do not like placing expectations on other people because I think that can lead to disappointment because People aren't obligated to meet them. And a lot of the time, expectations are unspoken and can easily turn into demands. So instead, I put the expectation on myself to walk away from the situation when my standards aren't being met or a boundary is being crossed. And don't get me wrong, expectations aren't bad if they're handled in healthy ways. For instance, how I put the expectation on myself. That's healthy. Or if they are communicated in a clear way. For example, you can expect honesty in a relationship. It's not something the other person is obligated to do, but it's extremely reasonable to expect that. And you'll know if the expectation is healthy if it creates clarity instead of hidden resentment. So an unhealthy expectation will sound like, he should just know to do that for me. And a healthy expectation sounds like, I expect clear communication around our plans. Now, the way I turn my expectations inward is the most feminine and freeing way that I can hold them. It ensures that I'm not giving my power away or setting myself up for disappointment. When it comes to stating clear expectations, you should try to use I language so it's less about attacking and more about what matters to you. So I do want to challenge you to pause and reflect. Try asking yourself, how do I usually communicate when I feel hurt or disappointed? Do I point fingers? Do I share from my truth? Or do I just avoid the situation altogether? So it is going to be really important for you to take a step back and look at how you usually act when you feel hurt or even when you feel disappointed. Now, here's where feminine energy ties in. Feminine energy isn't about force, it's about flow. It's magnetic, it's intuitive, and it thrives when you honor yourself. So, setting those standards from your feminine energy doesn't mean you argue, demand, or fight for your respect. It means you embody it. You show up as someone who knows their worth, who communicates with ease, and who trusts that what's meant for you will rise to meet you. And that's powerful all on its own. That's attractive. And that's why dating with standards is not about chasing, it's about attracting. You're not trying to convince anyone to see it this way. You're simply saying, this is me, this is how I love, this is what I accept. And the person who aligns with that will recognize you immediately. I also thought it was important to share with you all what happens to your feminine energy when you have low standards or bend them for other people. You can quite literally feel your feminine energy slip away when you lower your standards. And this is because you shift into that masculine fix-it mode. Instead of being receptive, you start overgiving or over-explaining, or even just try really hard to make it work. This energy can feel very depleting. This then leads you to ignoring your intuition. It's quite literally like saying to your intuition, I hear you, but I'm not listening. After that, it's a domino effect. Resentment will replace your softness, your magnetism fades, and then you actually teach others, which are the ones who were respecting your boundaries, you teach them how to treat you now. And if they had genuine respect for you, this can leave them feeling pushed away or out of alignment with you. So it's super important that you keep in mind that you're not trying to convince anyone. You're simply saying, this is me. So take a moment to pause and reflect by asking yourself this question. If I fully trusted my feminine energy, what would shift in the way I approach dating? So what does it look like in real life? Let's say you meet someone who is inconsistent in communication. They text you once and then disappear for days. Instead of twisting yourself into knots trying to figure out what you did wrong, you can lean on your standard, which is consistency. You might say, I enjoy hearing from you regularly. It helps me feel connected. If they can't meet that, you know early on instead of wasting months in confusion. Or maybe you're dealing with someone who only makes last-minute plans. You can honor your boundary by saying, I love spending time with you, and I appreciate when plans are made in advance. Notice how you're expressing what works for you without attacking them. These small moments of clarity save you from years of settling. They create relationships where you feel secure, not anxious. That's the power of standards and boundaries in action. And I would like you to take another moment to pause and reflect. Like I said, this episode is all about self-reflection. But I do want you to reflect on which of these scenarios sound most familiar to you. Flaky communication, last-minute plans, or unclear intentions. How would you handle it differently now after hearing this episode? But before we do end this episode, I want you to know that it is super helpful to reframe your standards as self-care. Because if we're being honest, that's what your standards are. They are taking care of yourself. Lowering them isn't kindness, it's self-abandonment. Every time you accept less than what feels right, you tell yourself, my comfort matters less than their presence. But every time you hold firm, you say, my peace matters, my heart matters, and my energy matters. I want you to start pouring back into yourself today. That's how you attract what you want, by becoming exactly what it is that you are looking for. Start romanticizing your life, start taking care of yourself, start doing things that bring you pure joy, and stop settling out of the fear of being alone. Because you're never truly alone when you have yourself. And none of this is selfish, it's sacred. And that's how you build love that lasts. The last pause and reflect question that I have is this. Do you see your standards as an act of self-care or as something you feel guilty for holding on to? So here's the truth. Dating with standards isn't about being difficult, and it isn't about having an endless list of requirements. It's about alignment. And it's about boundaries that protect your heart and expectations that bring clarity and standards that remind you of your worth. When you date this way, you stop chasing breadcrumbs, you stop second guessing yourself, and you open the door to a relationship that feels like home. So, if today's episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to share it with a friend who needs this reminder. Make sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And please rate and review if you're enjoying these conversations that I provide on a weekly basis. It does truly help us grow this community. And before I end this episode, I want you to remember when you honor your standards, you not only date better, you live better. As always, I appreciate you for being here and listening. Again, make sure you are following the show because next week we are going to discuss how loving yourself sets the tone for the people you connect with. Okay, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.